Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 12, recorded on April 7th, 2008. This episode features a very special co-host to the show, the smart, the witty, the clever, and the very, very, very attractive Mrs. B. Hey there, Mrs. B. Welcome to the show. Tell people a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing tonight?
Great. And you?
Good. I'm good. Well, everyone, I am Melissa, married to Chris, but they call me Mrs. B. My students do. I currently am working in a homebound situation with the same county that Chris is working in. And actually, we started together in this county about 10 years ago.
Now, what did you teach when we first met?
I taught fourth grade, and then I moved and looped to fifth grade general education. And in that fifth grade year, my second year, I was lucky enough to work in an integration situation with a special education teacher that came into my classroom.
So you're like doing team teaching?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very much enjoyed that, which made me really want to get my master's in special education because I found a love for that. So I went to a different county that paid 100% of your master's.
Which was nice.
Which was very nice for Mr. B and I to start saving. And I got my master's and actually got a job right away before I even finished my master's in the school I was teaching in a general ed classroom still.
Right. You were a second grade teacher, but then you moved from second grade to be the special ed teacher in that elementary school.
Yes. Even before I finished my master's. In that year, I did get pregnant with our son and I received my master's, and since I had to go back to full-time teaching, there came up an opportunity in a different county for that you're working in for homebound, which is you go into a student's home at night or sometime that works out in their schedule, and that student is unable to go to school for some reason.
Either a medical condition or, like, you had one student once that had an allergy, right?
Allergy
to the school. Construction they were doing in the school.
Exactly. So, there was mold.
Now you have one student.
Now I have one student. That child has severe disabilities, and it's...
And medically fragile,
and
right?
And medically fragile. She has a trach in her, and so she also has a feeding tube, and her neck is very unstable, so it's impossible for her to get on a bus and travel to school. So anyways, I go into that home at night and work with her for an hour a night and come up with some interesting and fun activities that she can also use in the real world since she is almost 17 years old. So.
Mm-hmm. Because you're working with this student, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to ask you to be co-host of this show. You have experience with developing activities to involve students with more severe disabilities. I think we share this general belief that every student, no matter how severe their disability, can participate in meaningful activities. Mm-hmm. So let's get into AT tip number 18, work jobs. Work jobs. So what are exactly work jobs? Well, when I think of the words work jobs, it's really just anything that a student can do that's planning for the vocational activities, either something they'll be doing in the future or even practical, like the occupational therapists say, occupations, anything that will help you get through your life.
Exactly.
So what kind of activities do you do with work jobs? I think you can do matching, sorting, packaging, any sort of office task, assembling. Yeah, assembling.
Sequencing. You can use some functional math skills in that, and even functional reading skills, Chris. So.
Absolutely. Okay, so what about the student that you work with in the evenings? You do some of these things?
I do, and it's wonderful because you can actually use things that are right there, everyday objects, so it doesn't cost you any money, and it doesn't...
You mean just stuff you find around the house?
Yes, even their home sometimes. For example, I've been working really hard with this little girl on taking the silverware and sorting it out. Just so happens that I had a set of plastic silverware that was color-coded from previous years. So,
like a birthday party or something?
Yes, exactly. You take that, you have three different colored cups, even if you need them, or you can take that plastic silverware, since it came from your home and it's old anyways, and you can paste it on the front of the cup, and then you can have that child sort them out for you. You can also use that with math skills, because I'll have her count each one. Now, I do have a set of six sets, so there's six in each, six forks, six spoons, six knives. We count them as we take them out. That covers my counting and with her. And also, when we put it away, that's kind of, you know, we package it up, we put it away, we clean up for the day. The reason I'm doing this is so that she can incorporate this into her home life. When her parents are home, they're busy, I tell her mom, sit her down and have her set the table. Or if her mom is emptying the dishwasher, have her sort them into the separate containers or the separate
situations.
Or
even putting them in the dishwasher, right?
Yes.
Taking the dirty ones and putting them in the right spot.
Yes, exactly. And this makes her feel involved, and it makes mom feel like she's interacting with her child more than just medically.
So what else besides using those utensils? What other sorts of activities do you do?
We've started to actually do a calendar of the day of sorts, a situation where we will put up the events of the day, who's coming, what she will be doing. At the top of the corner, I just have it organized this way, it'll have the nurse of the day and whether she's feeding or not, because we have a picture of her feeding tube. And that way she knows she's being fed because her feeding tube is up. When I come, I put my picture up. She has to press hello that I'm there. And then she has to pull the picture off to show me that I'm there. And then I actually do her choosing her activity.
So she's interacting with her own schedule. First,
yes.
she's just picking the, she's just ripping them off. It's like Velcro?
Yes, it's Velcro. Actually, you know what? I'll explain. It's Tempo Loop. And for those that don't know, it's almost like a very soft, like velour type material. You can find it in schools or in a craft shop even. I've pasted it to a very large board that I can sit on her wheelchair tray. And then I just took some cheap Velcro and put it on the back, the scratchy Velcro side, and it just holds right on.
It sticks to the Tempo Loop.
Right on. And I use pictures, like I actually took pictures with my digital camera, or there are a lot of great clip art you can get on the internet, you can get on Word, mm-hmm. that you can just pull off.
Okay, so what other sorts of activities around the house do you do, or what are some other activities you do with her?
Well, we've been working on her pressing a switch so that she can work with her family, such as, for example, we hooked a switch up to the vacuum, and so when she hits the switch, the vacuum will go for a certain amount of time, and then when her mom turns it off, if she hits it again, it'll start again. So she doesn't like when the vacuum turns off. She knows when her room is not finished being cleaned, she'll just keep hitting the switch. And it's a great way for them to be together and get the work done and for them
fun.
To bond. Yeah, and they really have bonded through it. They love doing it together.
That's great. Well, let's talk about just in general other okay. things, even if it's not this girl.
Right.
Like, for
okay.
instance, I've worked with other students in the past where maybe they do some sort of sorting activity with socks, so it's laundry.
Laundry.
And, this is dad's socks because it's big and it's smelly, and that goes in that pile. And this is mom's socks, and look, they're cute and they're pink, and they go in this pile. These are little brothers or little sister or big brother, big sister, whatever.
Well, that could be matching. You could use that for matching, sorting. You could assemble the socks. I know you don't like to, but some people in this world actually do like to fold their socks in on each other. Chris
stretches,
does not.
It stretches out the elastic. Why would you do that? It stretches out the elastic. Don't do that, people. Don't do that.
However, I do. But that would be a great assembling, because that could get her motor, any child's motor, gross motor skills going. And
or fine motor skills.
Fine motor skills. Also, it's a packaging type of thing. They have to package the socks in the same pile and put them together, and I'll keep them all in the same exact,
pile. Right, in the same
Or they could put them in the laundry basket. Each laundry basket could be a separate color, and they would have to put that person's laundry in that laundry basket so that mom or dad or they, you know, in their wheelchair, if they're wheelchair bound or anywhere, could bring it to the right room.
Absolutely. So those are all some, I mean, those, that's another good example.
Yeah.
What about shopping? I mean, people could sort based on groceries coming home. You know, mm-hmm. this is stuff that goes in the fridge. This mm-hmm. is stuff that doesn't. It's just sorting it into different piles. Even if the student doesn't have the ability to actually put this stuff away,
right.
it's just putting it into piles. You know, this is stuff that we eat, and this is stuff that we use to clean the bathroom.
Exactly. You know? Great. That's great. Also, as far as making dinner, sometimes I know that the parent could, you know, say we, you know, give them a small list of what they would need. Like, we need to get out the spaghetti, we need to get out the sauce, and we need to get out the bread. Okay, well, then they need to, together, what area do we need to go to find the spaghetti? And together they can find the spaghetti in that area. Well, the bread's in, maybe in a separate area. I know we keep it in our fridge, so some people might keep it in their bread box. So go to that area. So it's a great activity of just trying to help each other out and work together. And then you have to get out the pots and pans, and you can go through that whole list of what you'll need.
So. Absolutely. It's a great, like you said, work together.
You know,
you're doing something together there. Yeah. And although work jobs don't have to be together, I mean, it can be something you do individually where a student goes and does their sorting activity by themselves, but it is, it's
while
either
the water's
or.
Boiling, and you don't want the child near the boiling water. Right, exactly.
Right. It's an either or sort of situation.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, well, those are some examples mm-hmm. that we've given you today. But there are websites, of course, that have even more activities. Mm-hmm. I could give you the websites right now, but most of them are longer, or the better ones, I think, are longer. So it's probably not conducive to a podcast. What I'm going to do is put that on the attips.wordpress.com blog site. So all you have to do is click on the links, and it'll take you to different examples of work jobs, either digital pictures or just written out. So definitely check out the blog site, because I think you'll find those links very interesting. Is there anything else, Mrs. B, before we end this segment and move on to the final segment of the podcast?
Well, I just wanted to say thanks for having me. And, you know, I know that I have such a love for this type of work and these wonderful children. And every child we love. I mean, we just love children, and especially
for dinner.
Yes, especially just working. I just feel so blessed I get to work with kids like this, and I get a chance because I think that it's just a fun thing and a fun job to have, and I like to share that. So if you're infectious about it, then they'll be infectious about it, and they'll catch on to your enthusiasm. So I guess just staying enthusiastic about this whole thing. I know you can get run down on this and burnt out very quickly, but
absolutely.
Finding the little things that they can do, I mean, the littlest thing can just be such a huge step in these situations, and that's what you have to find, I think.
I totally agree with you. Well, thank you very much, and will you come back and visit us again on the podcast?
Yes, apparently I beg to be here, so I will beg again some other time. I will definitely come back, and thank you everyone for listening to us. And if you have any questions, I'm sure Chris has a website set up.
I do.
Excellent.
Well, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. I hope that you're enjoying the podcast, and I hope you're hopefully finding some useful tips that you can use to help students with disabilities. If you have any questions or comments or an idea for the show, an idea for a segment for the show, if you'd like to be a part of the show in some way, please send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.